Now it is a pleasure for us to welcome Christine CMC Bethea with a preview of Birthday. I knew I would do that. Birthday at Tiffany's. Good morning, Christine. How are you?
I'm fine. And people often make that mistake, and I truthfully have to tell you that one of the reasons why I named it Birthday at Tiffany's was the correlation between the breakfast and the birthday.
Oh, I'm sure you did. Yeah.
My thought was that I always enjoyed that movie, and I thought that would also help people remember, you know, to come to the play.
You know what you're doing. This is sounds like a great play. I know a little bit about it. It's set in Homewood, and it centers on a little girl's birthday. Can you tell us more about the plot?
Yes, so you are correct. It is in Homewood, 1980s Homewood, and it's a family. They have a 7-year-old daughter who is having a birthday party, and the family is making all these great and grand plans. The children invited to the party go to a private school, and it turns out that they're not coming because she lives in Homewood. Now, what's very interesting about all this is that instead of coming, they send a gift. And when the gift arrives, instead of the people, that's when everything turns into chaos. And that's the plot of the entire play, is how do we get around this? No birthday, strange thing shows up as a gift. How are we going to tell our daughter? How do we preserve the moment? You know, those are some of the things that we have to deal with.
What a good plot. And I'm sure I don't want to reveal too much of what happens, but if it were me, I would be sad about the people not being there. And I would really be wondering why they weren't there. And I'd be very confused as to why their gifts were there. But who knows? That may or may not be what actually happens.
Yeah, well, you certainly have the circle of an intrigue, correct?
Yeah.
So, yeah, very much. But here's the irony. Even though those sad things and those kind of, you know, downer moments are definitely in the play because that's reality, it is a comedy.
That it's often the case where sad things or things that might make you mad or frustrate you, you can also deal with them with a smile or learn from them, too. Tell me about yourself more, Christine. Are you from this area originally?
I was born in Pittsburgh and not raised in Pittsburgh. Yeah, I'm part of a military family. And, you know, we traveled the world, and I was born in the city of Pittsburgh. But because I wasn't raised here, it was impetus to come back. And I came back in the early 70s and haven't left since. So I'm actually very happy with the hometown I wasn't raised in. But that was a very strange dynamic as I was growing up, because I would run into people who literally had lived in the city, and they would mention things, and I would say, I'm from Pittsburgh too. And they would mention something, and I wouldn't know anything about it.
Oh, that's funny. And is this your first play, or have you written others?
This is my first play. I do have a journalism background, but I actually spent a good 25 plus years pretty successfully as a visual artist. So I even currently have a quilt showing at the Botanical Gardens out in Oakdale. So my quilting and my art has been the visible part of me for a good many years. And this opportunity to come back around to write happened when the August Wilson Archives at the University of Pittsburgh put out a call. And they asked for creative people to come into the archives and look around and see what inspired them. I thought I was going to be doing some sort of visual art, but I was called to write again. And so, you know, full circle here, back to writing.
And what inspired you in the archives to create this work? Did you see pictures or...
Well, I think it was actually seeing the, the actual written plays, because a lot of the plays that August Wilson wrote were, you know, there with his, you know, in his original typewriter
yes.
format. And the fact that you literally could see his fingerprints on the scripts, because he often, of course, would roll them up and carry them in his pocket, or, you know what I mean? You could see his physical manipulation of the materials. And I remember thinking as I'm reading, you know, through the scripts, I'm just like, no, this is what I want to do. I want to write a play. And I took some of the, I guess, devices of his theater writing, which were, you know, the century cycle idea, so the 1980s. And then also he always has a great curmudgeon. So I made sure I had one of those and a character named Pops. played by Miles James. But there's my cast is incredible. You know, Miles, Tamika Harris, Richard McBride, Mike Zolovich, Jenny Malarkey, and an incredible director, Dominique Briggs. So I am so excited to be working with this team of people and making my vision happen. It's like I shook them out of my head and whoop. Now they're alive.
Oh, I love the way you put that. The play is going to be, it's a short run, so if it sounds intriguing, there's not going to be too much time to see it. It opens on Thursday, the 20th at 7:30, and then on Friday, November 21st, a matinee at 10, and then a show at 7:30. That evening, you can go to the New Hazlitt Theater's website for additional information. It's called Birthday at Tiffany's, and Christine CMC Bethea is the playwright. Anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, I just want to say that I hope people come. I think they'll enjoy it. That the play speaks to, you know, everybody and every generation, you know, just about us as people, you know, who we are and what sort of struggles that we, you know, encounter and how to solve them. And that often this is, turns out to be kind of serendipitous.
Very true. And it really sounds like an engaging play that will make you laugh and also think, which is the mark of a great piece of work. So thank you for writing it. And I know you've probably got a lot to do to get ready still. I hope the week goes well.
We do, with only, you know, 6 days to, you know, finish up everything. But it's been wonderful. And thanks for having me.
You bet. Thanks. And again, here's to a great run. There, you've got playwright Christine CMC Bethea and her play, Birthday at Tiffany's, will run at the New Hazlitt Theater on November 20th and 21st.